In the early church, and even today, baptism is a powerful sacrament for us. It's the foundation of our sacraments, the beginning of our journey with our Lord Jesus Christ, the way we begin that relationship with our Lord and Savior, our God forever. In the very early church, baptism was celebrated on the Easter Vigil. So people gathered together in the church late in the evening, and in prayer and the psalms, and songs were sung around the candidates for baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. And the baptismal fonts were exorcised. They were prayed over, and demons and evils driven out of the baptismal fonts. They were anointed with oil. And then the people themselves, the people who were to be baptized, would face the west where the sun had set, and they refute evil. They would denounce Satan and the devil and all the evil and sinfulness in the world. They turned to the east as the sun was just rising and professed faith in God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they were stripped down and led into the baptismal font. And they stood there in their birthday suits, basically, their new birthday suits. Oil was poured over them and slathered over them. And they had received then the white garment and the candle. And that same tradition exists today, not the birthday suit part, but the coming together and being dunked into the water, water being poured out upon us, copious amounts of oil placed on our forehead, and a garment and oil placed on us as well, that we may come to recognize and understand that these powerfully, powerful signs reunite us with God the Father, that baptism takes away original sin, removes from us the temptation, the inclination of sinfulness, and draws us into a more perfect relationship, gives us a sense of newness and birth, hope and joy and expectation. And this is the ancient idea of baptism that still exists for us today. And Luke understands that baptism is more than simply repentance, but rather it's a public witness. It's a testimony to the faith that we have received, that one belongs to the kingdom of God. For sure, Luke's community understood that baptism required first and foremost a conversion of heart. That was necessary. But overall, a life lived under the auspices of God the Father that required always a new heart and a new spirit. Even today, when we do baptism, the prayers and the readings, the anointing, the cloth, the lit candle, remind us we have unity and communion with God the Father through Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us and creates within us a new way of understanding and knowing, a way of being as a people of God. It helps us understand and reveal for us the faithfulness of God the Father and calls to mind that we are also called to be a faithful people as well. The one thing that we do here at St. Thomas is that the children who are baptized, they receive this little teeny prayer shawl, this knit prayer shawl, and it's given to the parents and the godparents. It's sort of neat, and it's, you know, place it on baby's crib or the playpen, wherever you want to use it. But it's cool because it reminds us, this is something that's made by some of the women in the parish. And this is something that we have to understand and know, that baptism, when we follow Jesus Christ, it's not a solo act. We're not doing this journey by ourselves. There's a community that we're baptized into, that we're baptized within a community of faith and faithful people. Broken, to be sure. We are all over the place. We bounce off the walls, to be sure. But we are also a people of faith, a people united to God the Father, to water and the Holy Spirit. And we come together as a communion, as a community. And we are blessed by the God the Father. And we come to have those revelations, if you will, new understandings as a community of faith. And we live as a community as well. Baptism reveals our true nature as God's sons and daughters. And such a revelation is common in Luke's gospel. God's kingdom is unfolded gradually throughout the gospel and throughout the Acts of the Apostles. That we who come to understand God come to do so often through our family members and our friends. It comes to work and show and reveal the power of glory of God in the new way, in the mysterious way. And we see that in obedient folk, people like Elizabeth and Zechariah, Mary and Joseph, Simeon and Anna. These are individuals They came to put their trust and their belief in God, and their lives are transformed forever. And they become examples for us. They become witnesses for us, testimony and testifying to the truth of who God is, bearing witness by what they say and do, worshiping in spirit and truth, helping us know that one transformed individual can transform an entire community. One faithful person can move an entire group of people to bear witness to the intensity of God's love and God's mercy. And that faithfulness helps us understand more deeply the necessity of conversion and discipleship. Because at the baptism of Jesus Christ, the love of the Trinity is revealed to us. There is a traditional icon of the Holy Trinity. And that traditional icon comes from like the 7th or 8th century, somewhere in that time period. And we always think about the Holy Trinity. We think about Jesus, an old man and the beard maybe, and the dove. That's sort of our understanding of the Trinity. But this icon has three angelic figures. And they're like three angels, if you will. And they're sitting around the table, and there's bread and a cup on the table. And they're looking at each other with a very intent gaze at one another, sort of a loving gaze, a holy gaze at each other. But their gaze also is centered on those who are looking at the image as well. At the bottom of the image, there's an opening, sort of a doorway. And that's our invitation to come into the Trinity, to come into that relationship of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's what baptism does. Baptism makes us able to come into that loving relationship. It anoints us with the power of the Holy Spirit that we might not only come to know God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but might become one with our loving relationship and share that same loving relationship as well with one another. Because we are baptized in spirit and in fire. And that's available, the power that's available to all who are baptized. And we have received such a gift of grace that unites us not only to Jesus Christ in the Incarnation, but the Paschal Mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So now the entire Christian community, we have a mission. And as a Christian community, our mission is to go forth and proclaim good news, to share the truth of the Gospels. And with Jesus Christ, we have that mission to bring glad tidings to the poor and the unknowing, and to bring peace and healing to the brokenhearted, to relieve the fear of those who are cowering, to be that light, that source of illumination to those who live in darkness. Because we've encountered Jesus Christ's divine love in baptism, and now we want to share what we receive with one another. We are perfected in our own abilities, our own talents, our own gifts. And in order to live that way, we are called now to preach a new way of life in Jesus Christ, conversion and discipleship. And it's an ongoing process, an ongoing journey. And it happens again and again throughout our lives, where we're called to transform our lives, to have those aha moments, to draw deeper into that love relationship of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that love relationship is available to each and every one of us, all Christians throughout the world. By virtue of our baptism, we are able to speak of the kingdom of God and share the good news, the message that we have found, the truth that we have discovered. We are called to proclaim the love of God and to live out that love in ways of compassion and peace that no sin or fear or any other power of earth can extinguish. Because the love of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit unites us to God forever and always and renews our human family. Our celebration of the mystery of faith seems simple enough, but it is an encounter with something very holy, something very powerful, something very awesome, something very intimate. Baptism brings an entire community to new life. Amen.